Hi, welcome back to the UNA Soda Pop Podcast. I'm Selena and I'm with Tyler today. And today we are talking to Dr. Claudia Vance and Dr. Stephanie Coker about our UNA Tournay Festival. Can you tell us a little bit about yourselves and introduce yourselves for us?
I am Dr. Claudia Vance. I'm chair of the Department of Foreign Languages, and I am very excited to be here with you guys. I teach Spanish at UNA, and this is Dr. Coker.
Yes, Dr. Stephanie Coker. I teach French in the Department of Foreign Languages, and I'm assistant professor of French. I'm originally from Mississippi, but I teach all of our French classes here at UNA.
So how did you guys find UNA? To start working here.
Actually, I was born in Colombia, South America, and my dad was recruited here to the Shoals area when I was a little girl. He was a chemical engineer, and he came with IFDC, the International Fertilizer Development Center, and I went to UNA as a student here and loved it and always had the thought to maybe come back and teach here one day, and here I am, 24 years later. I've been at UNA 24 years.
Roar Lions.
Roar Lions.
And I just, out of graduate school, got a position in Kentucky and then in Oklahoma, but then I saw this position open up here in Alabama. I was really excited to move to this area. As I said, I'm originally from Mississippi, and I have family now who live in Alabama, so this put me a lot closer to family.
Oh, wonderful. So, let's see. Tell us a little bit about your Tournay Festival and how it got started.
So 3 years ago, I heard about this grant that is put out by the FACE Foundation, which stands for the French American Cultural Exchange. And so their initiative is to essentially get French films to university campuses just across the U.S. So this is a grant that's awarded to many different universities. So I applied for us, and so this will be the third year that we've gotten the grant, and so that we're able to bring six films to the UNA campus.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
We're very excited about it because not only does it showcase French film culture and all of the different Francophone-speaking, well, world, it also allows us to invite the community. And so anyone can come to the Tournay Film Festival, and we want to showcase the wonderful French program that we have. And Dr. Coker does an amazing job every year.
That is really interesting. So Dr. Coker, I read some of the titles, and they seem really interesting. Can you explain how the process works of choosing these and just basically how that works exactly?
Sure. So as I mentioned, with the FACE Foundation and the Tournay grant itself, they want to expose a lot of Americans to some of these new up-and-coming French filmmakers or Francophones. So could be a French-speaking filmmaker from Haiti, for example. So they really want to get their names out there. And so they send us a list of some of these newer films. And essentially just over the summer, I go through and I just kind of pick and choose and screen as many as I can and kind of narrow it down to a few that I think would be appealing to UNA students and to this community. And so just kind of narrow it down. And I also try to keep like a variety of genres. So there's like a comedy and a drama, animated film. So hopefully something that will interest everybody.
Yeah.
Is there one that's your favorite?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough question. I really enjoyed the first film called Tazika because it showcases the Moroccan culture, and you see a young guy who wants to be a chef, and then he kind of comes up in the Moroccan tradition and learns from his grandmother, and then he travels to France to pursue further studies in culinary arts. So
that is really interesting.
Wow. Well, we saw that one of the films is sponsored by the Mitchell West Center for Social Inclusion. Can you tell us about that film and any like surprises that you guys have?
Okay, so that is the last film of the series of the six films, and that's the film May Allah Bless France, and it kind of focuses more on the hip-hop culture, which, again, I think could be really interesting to the community and to our students. And Dr. Hunt and the Mitchell West Center for Social Inclusion, she has a special guest that she's bringing in who actually does work with hip-hop and filmmaking, so I'm interested to kind of hear his take on the film itself. So.
Great.
Yeah, I'm really interested in that too, honestly. That seems really cool. Now, obviously, films are really diverse and films can appeal to anybody. But how do you think specifically this film festival can appeal to the entire student body outside of the foreign language department?
Well, Dr. Coker has invited people from different parts of campus, depending on the film's theme. And so we're going to have someone from the Department of English who's going to introduce a film, someone from sociology who's going to introduce a film. Mm-hmm. Culinary arts is getting involved with the first film that Dr. Coker mentioned. And so they're going to give us a taste of Moroccan food in that first film. And so everyone is welcome to come. I think we're going to serve at around 5:30.
Right.
Yes, but they're different from all. They're different because they involve different themes, and so it's going to appeal to a wide audience.
So it wasn't really one solid theme. It was more of like a lot of thought went into each department and each film that was needed. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about like what each film is about, like a little summary just beforehand, and give us just a glimpse of what you could see for each night?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the first one, Tazika, focuses on the Moroccan culture and a lot of more of the cuisine culinary arts aspect. And so that's when we reached out to the culinary arts who are going to be here with their reception for us. The second film is actually called Return of the Hero. It's more of a comedy. If you like period piece kind of comedy, it's a fun one. Hosted by the Department of English. Then the third film is called April and the Extraordinary World. It's an animated film, but it's kind of sci-fi adventures, so I think that could be appealing to some of our sci-fi fans. The fourth film is called La Talente, which is a classic film, and I failed to mention that Tournai each year with the grant, you select six films, and five of those are contemporary films, and one is a classic film. So La Talente is our classic film for this year. It's from the 1930s. So black and white film, but and so we've invited Dr. Johnson to come introduce from Cinematic Arts to kind of give us a little bit of history behind that film. Now, the fifth film we're really excited about, too, it's a documentary called I Am Not Your Negro, and we've invited the History Department to come out and kind of help us lead the Q&A and talk about kind of the American struggle for civil rights here in the U.S., so that should be a really fun one. And the last one I already mentioned, the May Allah Bless France, is more about hip-hop in contemporary France.
And each of these films are going to have subtitles for those who do not speak French. So it's open to everyone. And so it's open to everyone on campus. It's a public event as well. Right. So everyone's invited. And so can you tell us a little about the reception that you mentioned for the culinary arts students for that first film that's open to everyone? And
yeah, so as Dr. Vance already mentioned, some of the cuisine is going to be kind of focusing and inspired by the Moroccan culture that you'll see showcased in that film. So I think there's some lamb tagine on the menu. There's a tasting of like a soup that they have prepared as well. There'll be a dessert that's kind of a coconut flavored dessert.
And a chicken bites as well.
Ooh. So, yes.
And then the last reception will also have, well, the last film will also have a reception, but that's a little more French themed, right?
Yes.
So
yeah,
more French. Eclairs and croissants and things like that you would expect, a little assortment of cheeses. So everyone is welcome, and we would love to have you come out and check out these different films.
How do you think this film festival affects not only the campus but like the community with students coming in and the spreading of the culture? How do you think that affects campus life? Because obviously you think this is a very important event to have. You've had it for 3 years, so.
Yeah. I've been really pleased with the community involvement that we've seen, some of our local just folks in the Shoals community come out. Some people, maybe those who've studied French in the past, and so that might have caught their interest and they saw it in the paper and decided to come out. And some are actually French speakers, maybe even native French people who have relocated to the Shoals. And so I love getting to involve these people like in the UNA community and our students getting the chance to meet them. So that's been really neat experience for
and
our
we
students.
See people of all ages. So we have hopefully inspired people who want to reconnect with their French or that love the French culture, but also younger people who are interested in French and the language. And we've got one young man who says he's going to come and major in French very soon, as soon as he's done with high school. So we're hoping to inspire people to broaden their horizons and to look at different cultures and as a way of continuing their education.
That's great.
Incredible. Oh, sorry, my bad. okay, that does really sound incredible. I'm super duper excited and happy about that. So It appears that the UNA Tournai Film Festival will take place at 6 p.m. from February 3rd to the 19th. It says that it is not on a Tuesday. I have the poster right here.
Like previous years, it used to be the same day every week, but this year it's changed.
Right.
So just be sure to check up on that. Make sure you're getting the dates and the times, because there's obviously a lot of exciting events happening with those films.
Right. So we essentially are going to be showing two films per week. So the whole festival will last over 3 weeks. So that'll be a Monday and a Thursday for the first week, and also a Monday, Thursday for the second week. And then the last week is a Monday and Wednesday, because we figured out that UNA has our winter break on Friday, so we didn't want to schedule a film for Thursday night.
So
we end on the Wednesday.
But you can also look at the entire schedule on the UNA website in foreign languages. So go to the UNA website, go to foreign languages, and on our webpage you can see the entire lineup and click on all the films, get a little more information about each film too.
Yeah, you can preview the film trailers if you like.
Oh, so cool. So who should we contact in regards to finding out more information about this, or making sure that they find the schedule other than the website? I know you posted your email.
Yes, please contact me with any questions. I'd be happy to answer any questions. My email is scoker1@UNA.
Great. So all film screenings will take place in the Wesleyan Hall Auditorium in room 214, and they're free and open to the public. Are there any other questions that you guys have, or anything else you want to state for the listeners about this festival?
Just want to thank you guys for the invitation to come and share and talk about the film festival. We're looking forward to, and again, hope you all can come out and join us.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Yeah, this sounds like a really fun festival. I'll definitely be there, and maybe we can make a group thing out of it.
I was just going to say that. Yes, I think that'll be incredible.
And so if you want to take it away.
All right, guys. So, yes, again, thank you guys so much for coming. We really do appreciate the information. And we appreciate that you guys came down here to give us this information. Thank you for being a part of Soda Pop. Follow us on our social medias to see all the current events going on and to see how you can be a part of this. And we invite feedback from you guys. Let us know through our DMs or messages on any of the social medias to let us know what's what we can do to be better at arts@una.edu. And thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts. Executive producer is Mark Gallegos, co-produced by Selena Fugate and Tyler Hankins. Special thanks to Dr. Terrence Brown and the entire SOTA staff.